Eurovision 2024 faces scrutiny over Israel's participation amid war. Eurovision 2024 faces backlash over Israel's inclusion amid ongoing conflicts, testing its apolitical claim. Eurovision 2024's claim of political neutrality faces its toughest test yet as Israel's participation amid ongoing wars in Gaza and Lebanon triggers boycotts and accusations of double standards. The European Broadcasting Union insists the contest remains apolitical despite mounting controversies. Eurovision 2024 is set to air this Saturday, promising the usual spectacle of sequins, smoke machines, and kitsch Europop. The contest, organized by the European Broadcasting Union, EBU, has long branded itself as a celebration of music and unity, insisting it remains above politics. But this year, that claim is under unprecedented strain as Israel's participation draws sharp criticism amid its military actions in Gaza and Lebanon. The controversy erupted as artists and broadcasters from several countries announced boycotts of the event. Critics argue that allowing Israel to compete while its military operations continue in Gaza and Lebanon contradicts the EBU's own decision to ban Russia after its 2022 invasion of Ukraine. The accusations of double standards have intensified, raising questions about whether the contest can still be considered a neutral cultural event when participation itself has become a geopolitical statement. This audio version was produced automatically by Global BR News.